This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Tuesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, where's that gone?
Hey, Max.
Oh, Rochelle, hi.
Oh, the piglets are so cute. Oh, look at them.
Oh, just to stay clear of the sow, yeah?
Never get between a mother and a young, eh?
Right.
What's up? You don't look happy.
Oh, no, sorry, I keep dropping the bits and bobs for the heat lamp.
Your hands must be freezing.
Yeah.
So what's this contraption, then?
I'm putting in a new infrared bulb to warm up the newborn piglets.
Oh, looks interesting.
The little ones huddle under it, and that should stop their mum accidentally lying on them. As long as it's fitted right, see?
Ah, oh, get you.
Yeah.
Ah, aha, is this one of the escaping screws?
Oh, cheers, yeah, there should be a couple more.
Oh, let's have a look. I've got eagle eyes, me. You never rang me back?
No, I didn't, sorry. Yeah, it's been manic recently. So, how did you know where to find me?
Well, your pigs must need checking on every morning, yeah? Oh, and here's another.
Oh, thanks. Your message said something about a well-being day?
More of an evening thing. Kirsty said you were into running.
Oh, yeah, I'm when I get time, yeah.
How do you fancy sharing some tips for people who want to start jogging?
Really?
Oh, and here's another one.
Oh, thanks. That's the last one.
This heat has good timing. Linda was saying it'll be chilly tonight. Poor little things.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, but I'd better put this thing in now, so,
I'll look in then, because these hands, see? Workers' hands.
I can see, yeah. But, I mean, you don't...
Well, my only other option today is sipping yet more tea with the village oldies.
Linda, you mean?
Yeah, hubby, me mam, Mick.
Oh,
don't get us wrong, they're lovely people, but minding me P's and Q's all the time.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that might be a bit of a strain.
Oh, I'm knackered, man. So, I need rescuing. Are you getting that?
Well, if you don't mind helping.
Oh, try and stop me. Oh, while I've got you, Joy, are you still okay to cover the post office later?
You're taking Neil to the Bull for lunch, I remember.
Yes, and I'd rather not rush back.
He's okay, though, is he?
Oh, he's seeing Dr. Malik this morning.
Blood pressure still high, then?
Well, it's just a follow-up. We're hoping it's back to normal, because he certainly seems a lot better in himself. Physically, anyway.
Oh?
Between you and me, he needs cheering up. So glad we've got your panto trip to look forward to.
Oh, it'll be a hoot.
I hope so.
Oh, you sound ever so concerned.
He's out of sorts, really.
In what way?
He's dwelling a lot, I suppose. About his birth family.
Really?
You know he was an abandoned baby.
I'd heard that, yeah.
Which you can't quite believe ever happens, can you? I mean, what kind of mother would do that? I know it was a long time ago, but still.
I'd say the only person who would is someone who's that desperate they can't see any other way. She must have been in a dreadful state. To get more ready, put him on a doorstep and walk away forever. Poor woman.
When you put it like that. Anyway, hark at me whittering on. How's your Rochelle doing? Must be lovely to catch up with all her news.
Why, it is. Hey, did I mention I bumped into your Emma in Borchester last week? She was a lot more herself. That's the only way I can describe it.
I said exactly that to Ed the other day. It's like she's accepted the George situation a bit more.
Him not letting her visit, you mean?
Well, and the fact that she can't do a thing about any of it.
Aye.
It is what it is. You just have to get on with it. Keep calm and carry on.
That is very true. Now, Mr. Carter, this is much better.
Is it?
Back to normal. We'll keep an eye on it, of course. And the dizzy spells, have they cleared up?
Yeah, they have. Then I don't think we need to consider blood pressure medication for now.
Oh, that's a relief, Doctor. I was quite worried. And then it struck me that fretting about my high blood pressure might end up increasing it even more.
The main thing is you're back on track.
I'm walking to work now, where I can, and Susan's cut down on treats.
I see, that's good.
Yeah, it's all about a healthy diet in our house nowadays.
I wish my house was like that. Teenagers and treats are impossible to prise apart, I find.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Kira's the same. But I think Susan's taking it that bit more seriously, because, well, at the end of the day, we don't know what my family history is in terms of blood pressure, do we? Or in terms of anything else.
Okay, is anything happening? Oh, this thing's faulty after all that effort.
I'll give it a chance, man. Let's see. Yeah, that's definitely warming up.
Is it?
100%.
Oh, well, good.
God, you're on a right donut today, Rex. You could do with dropping into my drop-in.
Oh, the well-being thing.
Yeah, help some aspiring runners while also benefiting yourself.
Oh, no, it's pretty full-on at the rewilding.
Oh, the irony. You de-stress the land by getting really stressed yourself.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of it like that.
But you have now, so can I sign you up?
Oh, you have definitely spent too much time with Linda.
What?
A Christmas show, village fete, cricket event, anything like that. It's never long before there's a smiling Linda on your doorstep.
Right.
A smile says it all. Resistance is futile.
Oh, that is literally me, Rex. I've been round the village recruiting people all week. Oh, no, I've morphed into Linda. Save me.
No chance. You're too far gone.
Yeah, I am, yeah. Story of my life.
Oh, sorry, Rochelle, I didn't mean...
Oh, nah, I'm kidding. Anyway, if this drop-in's a success, I'll at least feel I've earned me keep.
It's a brilliant idea, so...
Oh, you reckon? Thanks, Rex. Hey, you and Kirsty could talk about rewilding too. Running and rewilding.
I don't think so. Yeah, it's been tricky with some of the villagers recently. And maybe next time.
Oh, well, I'd like to see more of it anyway.
Rewilding?
Well, it sounds like an amazing project. We're a few years into it now, Mum says.
Oh, it's really starting to show results. We've done surveys and there are loads more butterflies and invertebrates now. And the longhorns were an excellent addition.
Yeah. Do you know, your whole face glows when you talk about it.
What? Does it?
No, I mean it. You've got every right to be proud. You and Kirsty are giving us hope for nature and climate change.
Well, we're doing our best.
We should all be doing more, mind. Hmm. So, Thursday lunchtime, you can show me the longhorns. I'll bring a picnic with me world-famous white bean dip.
Can I give you a call?
You've got to eat lunch.
Well, it's just, I'm not sure yet.
Listen, I am actually quite a nice person.
Oh, I know, but... I mean, no, of course you are. No, I know you are.
So I'll see you on Thursday.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a date?
Yes, I remember you telling me about that. So you haven't had contact with any siblings either?
No, nothing. I mean, for all I know, I might have 10 brothers and sisters out there. Oh. Although hopefully none with high blood pressure.
You're not... curious about your birth family?
Yeah, it was a long time ago, Doctor.
Sure. And it's very different now. I mean, assuming it's appropriate, contact with your birth family might be encouraged nowadays.
So I gather, but I'm not sure why, though.
Well, I think it's about developing your sense of identity and probably helping you to understand your life story.
Well, mine wasn't that bad, luckily. Once I was settled with my foster mum and dad, I had it easy. Warm house, food on the plate. You couldn't have met more generous folk. Mm. It made me who I am today, perhaps.
Oh, that sounds like a positive experience, Mr. Carter.
Yeah.
I'm pleased for you.
Of course, it doesn't mean I don't wonder from time to time who my mother was, whether she had any more children and, you know, brothers and sisters, like you say, and also if she ever... you know, if she ever thinks about me.
Right.
If she's still alive, even.
Right.
I mean, did she ever try and find me or quietly check on me somehow without saying who she was? Or did she simply turn her back on me and move on with her life. I guess I'll never know.
Oh, well.
Anyway, that's for me to think about, isn't it? Sorry, I won't take up any more of your time, Doctor.
Well, it's fine.
At least I can stop worrying about my blood pressure. Thanks very much.
There we go. Sorry to ask. Oh, it's no bother at all. Jim will be covering the shop counter, so I'll be fine doing the post office. I've done it before.
Well, thanks. I just want us to have a nice leisurely lunch so he can tell me how it went with the doctor. He texted me to say he's got the all clear, but still. Oh, here he comes.
Oh, afternoon, both.
Hi there, Neil. All okay?
Yeah, tickety-boo, according to Dr. Malik.
Well, thank heavens. Sounds like you were in there a while.
Yeah, well, I did keep her talking a bit, now I think about it. We got talking about my birth family.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, well, I was saying earlier how difficult things must have been for your birth mum to give up her newborn like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Adam tracked down his half-sister recently, didn't he?
A year or so back, yeah.
Shall I ask if he'll have a word with you?
No, Susan. You know, I'd rather stop thinking about it and just be grateful for what I've got.
Oh.
I'm not sure it's doing me any good worrying like this.
No, perhaps not. But if you're sure.
Yeah. Lunch, don't you think? I'm looking forward to sampling Fallon's steak pie, aren't you? If it's half as good as Wayne's, it'll be spectacular.
Oh. Sorry.
Yeah, but we'll get off then. Thanks, George. Yeah.
Enjoy your meal.
Ah, cheers.
Oh, did I miss
Joy?
The photos?
Joy, are you there? Hello?
No,
yes, sorry, yes, I am.
It's Rex.
Hi there. Everything okay?
I'm not sure. I didn't know whether to ring you or not.
But you have rang me, so...
It's Rochelle. I think we might be, Look, I know what you said, which I understand, or at least I think I do. So I tried saying no, but it didn't work, and I don't want to upset her.
Right.
So, basically, we're having lunch this week. But I didn't want you thinking I ignored you.
No.
Although I'm not sure I do understand, but anyway, you're busy.
I'm about to open the post office.
And I've got a meeting to prep for. But, yeah, I just wanted to tell you. Sorry. Bye, Joy.
Bye, then. Here we go.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this, the secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.